Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I'm Lisa Dent in for Bob Surratt. It's his final week of vacation. He will be back next week. And joining us right now is the news director at WGNO, that is Channel 26, in New Orleans, Louisiana. It's Rick Urbach. And Rick, first of all, I can't imagine what kind of job you have ahead of you. We saw the pictures of what happened to your TV station. I mean, one of the walls of the building is blown out from Hurricane Ida. You've got water falling in your newsroom, and still you guys are managing to cover what is devastating your city right now. How are you hanging in there?
Oh, we're hanging in there. You know, the storm's passed us, so that's over our shoulder now. And here in Louisiana, you know, we live for today and plan for tomorrow. And, you know, we're out there, we're cleaning up, and we're rebuilding, and we're fine, Lisa. Thank you for asking.
Well, that is so optimistic, because we are seeing some of the news stories. I was talking about the alligator story that horrifies me. And, of course, that is the spirit of New Orleans, to pick yourself up and carry on and rebuild and do what you have to do. So I understand no cell phone service for many people still?
It comes and goes, depending on your service. Sometimes you get text messages, sometimes you don't. And then all of a sudden you'll get a block of 20, 25 texts, boom, boom, boom. So same thing with calls.
And that's all family members just checking to see that you're okay. No garbage pickup, obviously, no school. Are flights still shut down? Is the airport still not in service?
Yeah, the airport shut down at this time, and Interstate 10 from New Orleans to Baton Rouge, that's about a 70-mile stretch, that is shut down for emergency vehicles only, so that we can get the energy people in here and the search and rescue teams in here and everybody else that's needed to start putting us back together.
I know we have teams from Chicago on the way, not just to help people, but to help animals. Several people are on the way, and you get that kind of response from people not only in your region but around the entire nation, because the images we saw were amazing. Now, those levees seem to have held up somewhat, but in this situation, it was the wind, right?
First of all, the levees that were rebuilt after Katrina, and which, by the way, this was the 16th anniversary of Katrina on Sunday when Hurricane Ida came in. So kind of scary and, you know, backward thinking there. Those held. But, yeah, it was wind. We had 150-mile-hour winds, Lisa, and those are the fifth highest on record for Louisiana. And so a lot of hurricanes over the years, and so yeah, they battered us really bad. Governor Edwards told us on Sunday that this would be the worst hurricane since the 1850s.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of history.
You know, I love New Orleans. It's a place that I visit a couple times a year, and so I was glued to the TV on Sunday. I have family in Slidell and in Pensacola. They're still experiencing rain there. But I was watching, and you know it's a big weather event when Jim Cantore from the Weather Channel is standing out there in knee-deep water getting blown over. That's kind of his thing. Thank God he had a helmet on this time. But you could see the trees bending over. I had never seen that image before.
I was on the garage at the building on the fifth level looking to our south, and I was watching trees, as you said, pine trees. I never knew pine trees could bend like that. These are about 40-foot tall pine trees that were tipping all the way down, touching the road, and then coming back up.
I witnessed that, and that's what I couldn't believe, that they didn't snap. That was so odd.
Yeah, it was very, I mean, yes. I agree. Yeah.
Rick Urbach is the news director of WGNO, Channel 26 in New Orleans. He's on the phone. We're trying to get a report on what's going on there. So what kind of weather do you have today? I know a million people are without electricity. It is the heat of summer in New Orleans, and that's got to have impact on the elderly who need not rescuing at this point, but just some relief.
Well, I'll tell you, for the elderly, this area is fantastic with their evacuation shelters and the shelters they have in place for people to come and get out of the heat, which will probably be in the 90s today and probably for the rest of the week. It was partly cloudy, so that was nice. I heard you had mentioned that you were having a fantastic weather there, and I said, oh, boy, how I wish I could be home in Park Ridge, my hometown.
This is home for you.
This is home for me. Park Ridge is my hometown. I've got family in Bartlett. And
wow.
I've got a weekend sports anchor. She's fantastic. Jory Paris. She's from Crystal Lake. And let me tell you something. For sports people, you know, I got a great sports department, first of all. But that sports department, after the storm, you know, passed us by, they hunkered down. Jory hunkered down with our sports director at his house, who's got the generator, you know, lucky guy. They hit the ground running first thing Monday morning, and they were turning live reports and shooting stories for us all day long. So shout out to Jory, you know, who's from Crystal Lake. Let her parents know she's okay.
And is that somebody you know, Dave Bennett? Have you heard of Jory before?
I don't know Jory.
Okay. Dave's our sports guy here. And how interesting that you've got so many Chicagoans who are transplanted down there at WGNO Channel 26. So my question, does your family say, why are you down there? Why don't you come home?
Oh, no. Like you, they love coming down
to
visit Lisa. I mean, it's a beautiful town. It's rich in history, music, culture. And we bounce back. We've bounced back for over 300 years every time something tries to knock us down. So we've got big shoulders, just like Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
This is in our rearview mirror, and we move forward.
Share one of those heartwarming stories with us right now about what's going on in New Orleans. I love the story because I'm an animal lover, and I particularly love cows, and I love the story about the man and his friends who went out to rescue 60 cows on their own, which is quite an undertaking. Is there a story along those lines that you can share with us?
Oh, boy.
It's hard because you're in the center of devastation right now. So I would imagine if you're in news, it is hard to find a heartwarming story when you're just covering nothing but devastation.
Well, our TV doctor on air, Dr. Rachel Reitan, I was talking to her last night. She delivered a baby during the hurricane.
Oh, my gosh.
Which I think is fantastic.
Yeah, baby's coming. It doesn't make any difference whether there's a hurricane or not.
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference. My 9-month-old Boston Terrier, King Rex Tuber, Rex Henry 2.0, he became an emotional support dog. He was in the station with us, and people just grabbed a little puppy, and he gave him kisses and hugged on him for 2 days.
It's those warm stories. So tell us how we can help. We have members of the Red Cross on the way. Paws Chicago is coming down with supplies and there to relieve some of the burden that you see in your animal shelters. But for everybody listening to 720 WGN right now, is there anything we can do to help anyone in New Orleans?
Well, you know, keep us in your prayers, of course. But, you know, anything that you can do to help out the American Red Cross.
Oh, we lost him. Boom. Yeah, that was odd the way, like he said, phone service comes and goes. But you know how to help out the Red Cross. So obviously you can make a donation by going online or you can give them a call. But if he says, as the news director of Channel 26 in New Orleans, that that's a good organization, then I take his word for it. That is Rick Urbach, news director at WGNO Channel 26, a Chicagoan who's been down there a while and is trying to cover the remnants, the devastation that has followed Hurricane Ida.